Shop.
Hey, Denny, Dan. Dude, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were, you know, indisposed there. I'm sorry about that. I should have checked to see if you were online, you know, on RedTube before I walked in here. I'm sorry. I apologize about that. Why? Awkward.
Doesn't anybody fucking knock anymore? What the hell, dude?
Hey, it's my dungeon. I just assume I can just go, you know, walk in anywhere freely. But I'll definitely knock next time. Jesus. Anyway, hey, Danny, it's Halloween, the big Halloween extravaganza. You know what? We should probably give the minions something that they can use. We should probably just like bend them over and give them something they can use.
Give it some. Tell them to take it. You take it. You like it. You take it.
With no Vaseline. Bend over and you take this. Danny, so what do we have in store for them then? What are we giving the minions?
I was coming through some of the forums and some of the popular haunter sites and stuff, just kind of seeing what everybody's doing this year. I kind of, you know, as you know, I've been out of pocket, and so I wanted to catch up and take a look around. And you know what I've noticed is the average haunter's got so much better over the past 10 years. I mean, the tombstones are right. They started nailing the lighting, some great original ideas. But the one thing that, if you look around, it's making me crazy is that their figures, their monsters look pretty boxy. They look like PVC stick figures. And it seems like it's just that one little thing. If you tweak that one little thing, it'd be so much better. And I thought that we'd talk about that.
I'm with you. Let's chat a little bit about that, because a few tips that you had given me a couple of years ago have changed my game.
You know, one of the things that actually brought this up is I saw that that figure you did with the gas mask and the bio.
Yeah, it's like a hot hazmat bio nuclear chemical type army soldier dude. Yeah,
that guy, you nailed it. He looks perfect. He's like your Sam. You get the shoulders right, the stance is right, the feet aren't like spread left to right evenly. One, there's like they're taking a step almost forward, and then the shoulders are the right slump. The arms aren't straight down; they got a little bend in them. The hands, I mean, it's, that's what I'm talking about. That's what looks good, dude. So, how did you do that?
Well, one of the tips that I took from you was, I broke out my trusty heat gun. I have two of them in holsters. I have them, on my hips, so I can just pull them out. Boom! I have a great one. I think it's in Milwaukee, and it has an adjustable temperature, which ranges up to 1,200 something degrees down to zero. So you can really dial it in. I think I just put it on about, I don't know, 600-700 degrees, which is typically what I keep it dialed in at, and just worked around the shoulder connector. So, you know, where the shoulder connects into that into the cross that connects the head and the torso piece of PVC and goes out to the two arm joints or shoulder joints. You know, there's a couple of inches of PVC on either side of that coming out of that cross
I think that,
joint, you know,
the clavicle.
Okay, there you go. So that right there, you need to get in there and you need to heat those sections up somewhere right in the middle and just bend them down at a 10 degree angle, just a slight, you need to just put a slight bend in them, because if you look at anyone's shoulders, the shoulders never go straight across, and as much as you build up plastic bags or bubble wrap or whatever you use to stuff your monsters or your zombies, it's still not going to cut it. You still have to put a little bit of a bend and bend those pieces of the PVC down a little bit. Okay, so it's more of like a slope to the shoulders. And that was absolutely key. That one little tidbit of advice you gave me a few years ago when I was working on my Sam. And Sam came out perfect. And there was two tips that you gave me that really bring it to life. One was the putting the bend in the shoulders. The second one is down by the ankle. right down the, by the bottom of the piece of PVC where you would, I don't know, like I say, Sam is, I have two pieces of rebar going into the ground, and I just slide the PVC from his legs onto those, but I hit it with the heat gun and put a slight bend in that ankle area.
Uh-huh.
So it gives him that kind of natural, like with a leg, I don't know, like how the calf would kind of bend up into the knee. You know, I don't know how to explain it, but like I say, hit it with the heat gun and bend that piece of PVC back ever so slightly. So there's like a little bit of a bend in it down by where the ankle would be. Bending those PVC in those areas makes a world of difference. It really brings the prop to life and makes it look so much more natural. Makes it look like it's an actual person could be in there. Like my kid could be dressed up in the costume standing in the yard, but he's not. You know?
I couldn't agree more. Another thing that I've been doing recently that I like is from the shoulder to the elbow. A lot of people will make that straight down, and then you'll see that 45 or 90 bend at the elbow if you want the prop to be grabbing at somebody. Or even if they have it at rest, they'll still put a little bend in the elbow, which is great. What I started doing is taking it from the shoulder and bending the whole thing back so that the arms go a little bit behind the backbone. And it gives it more of a pounce effect. It kind of gives it its life and motion, even though it's frozen, if that makes any sense.
So you bend, you're taking the piece that would be where, like, your bicep, tricep area, that, whatever you call that, bone, it would be like pushing it back a little bit. So it's angled, like, where the elbows are out, not straight down, but just bent up. Out just slightly.
Yeah, imagine.
And then pushing them back a little bit, and then as you drop the your forearms down, yeah, they have that more of that bend to them. It's not, they're not straight down, even with the. Now I actually bought the Spiderhill Prop Works kit. I wanted to throw him some business because, you know, he's a minion. And I just, you know, he's a sponsor. So I thought, hey, you know what? I know I could go out and just buy all the PVC and do this myself. But I was in a mode where I was super busy this summer. And I thought, you know what? Instead of trying to measure, cut, buy all the pieces and all the... Let's just test out one of his kits. And I actually love his kits. The only thing I had to do was what I just talked about, which just put a slight angle in the pieces that were up by the shoulder. Just bend them down a little bit. And I put a little bit of a bend down by the ankle. Perfect. And that's what I used that kit for that, you know, nuclear army soldier type dude. You know, that's. But I did all that. I angled the arms slightly. I bent them out. You know, you don't put the position where you, with the knees, you want the knees to have a bend in the knees too. Not straight down. This needs to be a little bit of a bend. You know, he has to look as if, just like look at yourself in the mirror standing there. And,
right.
And just almost mimic what you're seeing. Have your son stand there or your wife stand there and just look at how she stands naturally, you know, at rest. And then you could put a few tweaks in it to add a little bit more ominous you know, motion to it, like you were talking about, like bending the arms back, because like it's going to charge at you or it's going to leap out at you, kind of an effect.
The spine. I mean, I've started shaping my spine PVC piece just like a spine. So basically, it's S-ing. It's going from the back forward, then curving back again, and then up to the neck. So it's like, you know, if you look at it from the side, it's almost a scoliosis thing. And I exaggerate it because I find once you put on the clothes, I mean, a lot of people like to dress their zombies in suits or whatever. Once you put it in the clothes, that little hunchback towards the top of the neck, it makes a huge difference. And then you got things like setting the head on straight. If you look at my vast army of undead now, I don't think there's a single one that's looking straight at you. They all have their head cocked in a certain way, backwards, forwards, to the left, to the right. I mean, it's little stuff like that that makes a huge, huge difference. It brings life to your death, so to speak.
I'm going to have to start doing that with the spine. I didn't even think of that. Danny, see, once again, a little pearl of wisdom that has dropped out of your asshole. And, yeah, you need to kind of contour that, because no matter how much bubble wrap or, you know, plastic baggies that you use to bulk out and build up the chest and back, it's not going to be, it's just not going to cut it if you don't put the bends into the PVC.
Well, I'm glad I could provide you with some Halloween huckleberries, buddy.
Yeah. So yeah, but that it does make a big difference. You know, it takes it from the appearance of, hey, is that somebody in? Is that a person? You know that, you know, or oh, that's just a scarecrow.
You know, a lot of times people that, you know, they use the rebar to hold the PVC in place, which is great. It's a great way to stand your characters up. I mean, granted, drilling a hole through the bottom of a shoe can almost kill a man, and his wrist doesn't matter. It's a great effect. But if you put the feet more north-south, like he's taking a step, that's huge compared to a left-right. You see a lot of people who put their things in directly, you know, perpendicular to their body, where if you just offset the feet like they're taking a step, those are the little kinds of things. Instead of doing both shoulders slumped down, you can do one up and one down, like he's got a limp arm and then one arm curled up. And it's just little tiny things that make a huge difference. But you mentioned something earlier that I thought was kind of cool. You said bubble wrap. And where I guess I started off stuffing my shit with hell, newspaper, baggies, trash bags, anything I could find to shove in there. Bubble wrap has now become my stuffer of choice, I think. You can pick up a roll of bubble wrap from Home Depot for like $30. And that might sound like a big expenditure, but that shit will go a long way. Plus, as a haunter, you probably receive as much crap in the mail as I do. Just save the bubble wrap. You know what I mean?
I save all the packing materials that come in. Now, because I run the mobile device medics company, and I have constant digitizers coming in that are wrapped with like yards of bubble wrap. You know, the real fine stuff too, not like the super bubble, which is great because you can layer that around. I've been using it on everything. You know, and if you use, like I say, there's a front side and a back side. The back side is flat. The front side has the bubbles. So if you have the bubbles in and you have more of the flat side on the outer layer as you wrap it, you won't get all the, you know, and if you're putting clothing over it, it doesn't really matter so much. But if you're going to put another layer of plastic, if you're doing a creature, it makes a big difference. Now, what I also been doing is using shrink wrap stuff. You buy a roll of it, it's green. No, And I do the bubble wrap, and then I put the shrink wrap around it. It's like a layer of skin. So, and it helps keep it tight, and you can really conform it properly, and it works great. And hit it with the heat gun, tighten it all up.
Chris, you're killing me here. Those are all my ideas.
Sorry, I'm blowing your wad for you. Sorry about that. So I'm giving you the Dutch rudder.
Well, while you're at Home Depot, pick up the stretch wrap it around, and I thought you were going to stop there, but then you took the other thing too. Hit it with the heat gun. You're absolutely right, because then it pulls it all in, it tightens it up. That, if you need to throw a little bit of packing tape around it, it's freaking perfect. And you get the clothes on, you can actually form the musculature, you can do a chest that way, you can do legs, forearms, whatever, man. It works great.
Don't be in such a hurry, you know, that the first time is probably not going to be... The first time you start to wrap it and pack it, you know, step back from it, take a look at it. A lot of times I'll go back and go, no, and I'll rip it apart and I'll do it over again. You know, I'm like, I'm just not digging it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not believing that this is someone inside this thing. So I pull it apart, I rewrap it, I pack it up again. And, you know, sometimes it might take two or three times to get it right. Once again, take your time. Don't rush through it.
Chris, I got to admit, I'm a little turned on right now. What are we talking about again?
nothing. Hey, happy Halloween, Danny. Take care.
You got to wrap it and pack it. Take your time. Don't rush it. Sometimes it takes two or three tries.
You know, sometimes you got to do it slow.
And on your first time, it feels
slow, baby. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you got to work it. Don't be in such a rush. Slow down.
That's the major, most important thing to take away from this.
What was it?
If you do it right, everybody enjoys it.
Everybody enjoys it. It's not just for you. Not only do you enjoy it, but everyone else will enjoy it as well.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so what else did you have on your checklist?
So this is a little bit off the topic, but not really. You can take a static prop and make them look more real by adding lighting effects. And the reason I bring this up is because I just I made my big purchase for the year. I went out and bought some LED lights. I got them from Fry's Electronics. They sent me back about $250, but let me tell you what they do. It's about 25 feet of rope lighting, LED strip lighting, and it comes with a remote control. So I noticed when I was dorking around with this thing, it's got a bunch of different settings. So that you can go on flash, so I can flash one side, then the other. But it's also got about 50 color settings. So if I get bored with my yard being blue, all of a sudden now it's red. What if I'm in a purple mood? Now it's purple or yellow or whatever. It's kind of cool. But I noticed when I was screwing around and I was changing the flash from one side of the yard to the other. So I made it blue, and then I would have it flash a brighter blue on one side, a dull blue on the other, and then vice versa over the course of maybe 5 seconds. That motion, that light flash, made it look like my figures were actually in motion, which was cool as crap. So, I mean, a lot of people, you hear $250 for lighting, and they're like, holy crap, I use incandescent. Well, hang on a second. How many lights do you have? How long have you had these lights? How many times do you have to replace the incandescent bulbs? Or if you're, you know, if you advance to the LED lighting, what do those cost you per piece? If you think about $250 to light your entire haunt, that's not bad. And I have had so much fun playing with these little things, man. They're Fry's Electronics. You can pick it up online. $250 comes with a remote. Anything that comes with a remote is worth looking at.
You mentioned something about the feet. I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in here on this. What I do is, yeah, I never have the 2 feet. And I'm not sure if this is what you were talking about. The 2 feet, both, you know, like perpendicular, like saying both pointing straight ahead. I always take my feet and move them at a slight angle out. Like I take the toes and angle them a little bit to the outside of the body. So I just like, you know, when you stand, you don't stand with your 2 feet pointed straight forward. So you kind of put a little bit of an angle where your feet are kind of going off almost in a V shape, I guess you could say, you know, where your feet are just kind of slightly angled. And then what you were talking about, I think, was then have one just a little bit like forward, like as if it was taking a step, or you know, so just a slight angle. It's all those little angles, I think, that make the huge difference.
You know, it'd be kind of cool for anybody listening out there who says, you know, hey, my, you know, this is a wasted episode for me, my shit looks great. I think it would be interesting to have those people go out and stand next to one of their zombies or one of their monsters and position their body exactly like they have it positioned. Does that feel natural? If it does, you nailed it. If it doesn't, hey, think about getting a heat gun.
Get the heat gun, get some plastic wrap, get some shrink wrap. And, you know, I'm doing everything within the plastic realm now because I don't want to deal with paper mache anymore out in the yard. So I've kind of gotten away from that. But I've been able to develop some really great looks from chicken wire, wrapping it with bubble wrap, and then shrink wrapping it, and then hitting it with the heat gun. You get some pretty cool effects that are almost paper mache-esque. You know, that like you can get for some really cool textures and stuff from it, like a skin-like texture.
Sure.
All from that. And, you know, like I say, that you can use that for your zombies, for any other creatures you build. But enough about me.
Hey, let's wrap this up, man. I got work to do.
All right, man. So, Dan, you are doing your yard this year, correct?
I am doing my yard. I actually am in the process of looking at doing several of the clubs in town as well. One thing I'm learning about myself is I have to learn how to say no, because I went from a kind of cool Halloween season where I could spend some time working on my own haunt to, holy crap, how am I going to decorate 3 nightclubs with a total of about 40,000 square feet? So, yeah, this year I'm actually doing quite a bit of Halloween stuff, which is good, I guess.
Absolutely, it's good. Damn it.
Damn it.
All right, Denny. So take us home.
Let me say to you and everybody out there, first off, happy freaking Halloween, man. We worked hard all year. now we're here. Now it's crunch time. So in the vein of that, you know, it's nice to go out and buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to build one. So get out there and build something already.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.